Paul.
Hello, is that Philip Marr?
Yes, it is.
Philip Marr of groupie.com?
Exactly.
The same man who went to Le Web in Paris recently?
I did indeed.
Philip, look, thank you ever so much for agreeing to a short interview to find out what your thoughts and feelings are about Le Web now that it's happened about 2 weeks ago.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Well, look, tell me first of all, what do you think 2 weeks after going? What are your thoughts about Le Web now?
I think that the most interesting experience I had at Le Web was meeting the other Irish companies that were there. It was good to see other people from Ireland kind of getting out there, helping to promote their businesses internationally, and just sharing ideas about how to approach this and having conversations with like-minded people.
So did a sense of camaraderie develop among you, among the Irish group in Paris?
A very strong one. I spent a lot of time with people I had never met before from different parts of Ireland, because I find that when you're in Ireland, you kind of concentrate in the city you're in. Whereas at Le Web, we came from all over Ireland. There were people from the south, the west, east, and further north. And I think that just kind of meeting people outside of my own group was enjoyable, beneficial, and I think kind of in the future will be productive.
And will it make a difference in future? Do you think you've kind of the web that web experience with the group has actually is going to give you some benefits going forward?
Like all these things, it's very hard to tell in the short term, especially considering how close it is to Christmas. But I do feel that I will have benefited from meeting the other Irish companies. I feel a strong sense that there'll be more conversations had between the groups and that something will come of it. It's undefined as of yet, but that's the kind of the nature of a startup company, is that the point at which you start and the point where you think you're going to end are never the same. So, it'll be interesting to kind of continue the conversations with the new people that I've met.
Philip, as a startup, I mean, your time is absolutely precious, I think, and you spent a couple of days in Paris, and did you spend time preparing for it as well?
Not too much time preparing for it because it was fairly undefined as to the outcome. I wasn't sure what the result would be from going to Le Web to meet people and stuff like that. I was going with the express purpose of making contact from a VC point of view, so I prepared on that side in terms of kind of presentations and my pitch and the conversation to be had. And I did a fair bit of work contacting people beforehand to make sure that I had enough meetings when I got over there. But to be honest, the weather this year threw a kind of a kink in the work for all of that. But I did get to meet a few people. I had a few interesting conversations, but most importantly, it was meeting the other Irish people, I think, which is going to be the biggest benefit. It was a good training ground for when I go to try and raise money directly, kind of a free practice as such.
Yeah, I mean, I
But
think that's a really interesting point you make there about Le Web being a place where you can practice talking to people who might invest in your business. Would you recommend it to somebody else from that point of view?
I would. I'd recommend that the biggest recommendation is that you get in early, you meet them on the first day when the VCs are still fresh, and they haven't met 35 other companies that kind of make it all blur into one big haze. But I think that if you organize yourself beforehand, you set up your meetings, you do a bit of groundwork, you introduce yourself via email beforehand, you should be able to get a kind of a decent run at a few VCs and a few decent contacts. I've been contacted back by a few of the people that I met over there, so there's obviously been a reasonable response, and the people who went from a VC side are fairly intent on making good use of their time there.
Oh, that's encouraging actually, that you would already have had a couple of them get back in touch with you. That sounds to me very promising.
Well, fingers crossed.
But look, what about the other side of it then? The kind of heady inspiration. There are all these people in Paris, all locked away miles outside the city. What was the buzz like?
It was. There's a lot of energy. You're never going to meet a more enthusiastic group than a startup group. It's the definition of hope over experience, because everyone thinks that. Everyone hopes that their idea will succeed. It's a lot of energy to get a startup from, being an idea inside your own head to out into the commercial world and succeeding. So it's a very enthusiastic, a very eager group. So you kind of get charged up in that. Everyone's there and they're super positive and they're super friendly and nobody's going to say no to anybody because you don't know who you might be saying no to. Is that the guy with the deepest pocket who just happens to like your idea and suddenly you've got an endless resource of cash and you can go off and hire the people you needed to hire and take one day off at least every month. And so you don't know where you're going to end up. And it's kind of that eagerness is shared among everybody.
And had you been to anything like it before? Is the web like anything you've been to?
It actually is. It's like the Web Summit in Dublin. It's that same vibe, that same energy that I found wandering around Dublin. I actually, the founders of the Web program in Dublin, I found very good. And I found this to be it's maybe two or three generations ahead in that it's been around for a bit longer and it's a bit bigger, but the exact same feeling of that energy, that enthusiasm. I actually think that the one advantage that the Web Summit had over the web was that it was based in the city centre. I think that it kind of it created an energy and a buzz around town in Dublin when that was on. So that would be the only thing that I'd recommend that they change in the web is that they move it closer to town.
And did you meet anyone in Paris who you'd met at the Dublin Web Summit as well?
Yes, I met a few people from Austria and a few people from Switzerland who had been at the Dublin Web Summit and who I arranged to meet because when I was looking through the list on the web, I recognized them. I could contact them and say, hey, how are you? Remember meeting at Dublin, well, I'm going to be in Paris, do you want to meet up? And I met up with a few people there and had a coffee. So these things develop. You can never expressly say that there was a result from each meeting. It compounds. The more times you go to these things, the more people you meet, the more productive it'll get.
And tell me, you met people formally on the stand, on the Enterprise Ireland stand, or informally on the Enterprise Ireland stand. But what about meeting people for cups of coffee and glasses of wine over the couple of days, or whatever else you wanted to have? What was that like?
It was hit and miss in that I'd organised a few meetings and I went off and met those people at appropriate places. Around the web, but you do come across there was a few characters that you encounter that were just incredibly enthusiastic and they were full of energy and they'd run around introducing you to everybody, and if they liked your idea they'd introduce you to 50 or 60 people that they thought might be interested. But now kind of the relevance of those 50 or 60 people was minute, but it was the enthusiasm and the energy that was great. There's specifically an American girl who was based in China who introduced me to about four or five people over there who are Chinese based, and that was kind of useful and interesting. So it's that kind of it's an energy, it's a shared train of thought. By the end of the second day you could distinguish the VCs from the startups just by the level of enthusiasm versus the level of exhaustion, kind of. The the startups were still, you know, kind of buzzing on Red Bull and any kind of caffeine that they could get into their system, whereas the VCs, I think, were kind of a bit lethargic after having listened to 50 or 60 stories already that were fairly similar.
Did you get to any of the formal presentations? You didn't see Gary V or any of the other presenters there by any chance?
I went to, well, again, my experience was skewed by the fact that I had missed the first day due to the snow, but I did get to one of the later presentations on the second day, where they were interviewing the CEO of Parrot and his Android kind of helicopter device. And that was quite enjoyable. I always love going to those presentations because you've got about a quarter of the people looking at the stage and the other three quarters are looking at their computers whilst they're updating their Twitter or their blog or whatever. And it's a bizarre experience because everybody seems to be, you know, kind of two-thirds of the people seem to be not paying attention at all, but they are madly kind of transcribing what's going on.
And just got two more questions I want to ask you. First of all, I want to ask you, can you pick one individual who you met in any way connected with Le Web who stands out in your mind and who you will definitely remember from Le Web 2010?
Actually, I'll pick a team. It was the two guys from Pinpoints. I spent a lot of time with them over the weekend. We ended up going out for dinner the first night, and they were good guys, and it was a good way to spend the time. They were very interesting. They were very interested. And so we shared thoughts, shared experiences in terms of, you know, kind of dealing with applications for various things in Ireland and the experience of talking internationally and trying to raise money through foreign people and explain your idea to people. So they really stood out, the two of them. They were a good company.
So that's Ronan Scale and I'm not sure how you pronounce his surname, but Ronan and Ian Rice, those two?
Yeah, the two of them.
Yeah, lovely.
They were good guys.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to them both. I haven't yet spoken to them, but I'm looking forward to that. Then my last question really is, looking forward to it. Would you go to it again in 2011? Would you feel like going again?
I would. With a few caveats in that I think that you need to go very prepared. You need to have a lot of meetings set up if you're chasing something specific. You need to go prepared so that a week beforehand you arrange who you want to meet and that you fill up your time so that you can avoid the wandering around. If you find yourself wandering around, you can lose enthusiasm or you can just get apathetic and you don't want that to happen. So if I could arrange a meeting every half an hour, I would go.
Right.
And I think that I think that there's enough people to go to the web that you can actually do that. It's just a matter of preparation.
Right. And do you have a second thought about it again, other than being prepared? Any other aspect of it you'd like to flag up?
No, I think that's the key one, to be honest. I think that if you go prepared, it's an opportunity to get out and meet people. And to meet people with money who are potential investors and to meet people who are like-minded. And the web is, I think that the speeches are kind of interesting, but not your time is better spent meeting people. I think that if you can read somebody else's blog or somebody else's Twitter feed, that's as useful as going to the talks. So sweat your time, make good use out of it. Don't use a presentation is an excuse. They're not interesting enough. You can get a lot more out of meeting people.
Philip Maher from groupie.com. I want to thank you very much for this interview. It's been great to find out what you think about Le Web 2010.
It's been a pleasure.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Take care.